Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Gone by Elizabeth Naughton, performed by Amy Landon. Chapter 1. If Alec McLean had a heart left, it might have been shattered on the floor. As it was, sitting on the cracked plastic chair in the sterile hallway, all he could think about was how someone else's heart was about to be shattered, and how he was going to have to live through that all over again. He rubbed his aching forehead with his thumb and first two fingers and waited. He'd known the news wouldn't be good when he'd gotten the call, but he'd come anyway. Reagan, on the other hand, was probably so excited she could barely think straight, just knowing all her hope was about to be crushed left a knot in the pit of his stomach that he'd carried with him for at least the next damn week. Man, he wanted his old friend Jim. Unfortunately, he and Jim Beam weren't on speaking terms going on close to 3 years now. He shifted on the uncomfortable chair, leaned back, and crossed his arms over his chest. A nurse rushed by, stethoscope in hand. Down the hall, a couple of doctors conversed quietly in their white coats and shiny shoes. Pressure formed in his chest the longer he waited, a pressure he knew was rooted in guilt and self-disgust. Even Jim Beam hadn't been able to ease. He leaned forward again, rested his elbows on his knees, and clenched his hands into fists, only to release them in a feeble attempt to take the focus off the heaviness between his ribs. He should have called Reagan as soon as he'd seen the girl. Should have told her not to come. Then at least he wouldn't be sitting here waiting for the love of his life to walk through the door, only to leave him wrecked and more empty than he'd awoken this morning. Holy hell, he needed a drink.
McLean?
Alec glanced to his left, where an FBI agent strode toward him down the long hallway, a grim expression on the man's angular face. Slowly, Alec pushed to his feet.
Hey, Bickham.
Jack Bickham had worked Emma's case. He was the one who'd called both him and Reagan when the four-year-old in the other room had been found in a park not far from the one where Emma had vanished 3.5 years before. Vanished, when Alec had turned his back for 2 minutes to help a kid who'd fallen off the swings. His stomach churned with another wave of guilt, and bile rose in his throat. But he swallowed hard and forced both back.
Glad I caught you before you left.
Bickham said.
Got a minute.
Alec glanced over his shoulder toward the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?